Chapter 4. When I woke up the next day, I was feeling much better. I was very excited about going to London and coming back to show everyone at home how I was now a gentleman. When I said goodbye to Joe, I told him, "I will never forget you." I got into a fight with Biddy. After that, I asked her to teach Joe everything she knew so that he would be worthy of being the friend of a gentleman. She was very angry with me. "Joe is proud and he may not want to be worthy," she said to me. "You're just jealous," I told her. I was dressed in my best clothes and went to see Miss Havisham. I was going to tell her about becoming a gentleman, but she already knew. She was very proud of me and was showing off to Sarah Pocket. After I had said goodbye to everyone, I got into the carriage and started crying. I was a little worried about going to London and leaving everything behind. It took 5 hours to get to London. When I got there, I didn't like London at all. It was dirty, everyone was rude, and it was very easy to get lost there. The carriage took me to Mr. Jagger's office. I went inside, but his clerk, Wemmick, told me that he was in court and I should wait inside for him. There were many people in Mr. Jagger's office. All of them were waiting to see him. Mr. Jagger's office was very scary. His chair looked like a coffin, and there were two masks of horrible faces. A man called Wemmick came to collect me from Mr. Jagger's office. He took me to Barnard's Inn. It was where I was going to live while I was in London. I thought it was going to be a very fine place to live, but when we got there, it looked more like a graveyard. I was going to live with Matthew Pocket's son. There was a letter from Herbert Pocket, Mr. Pocket's son. He had just gone out, but he would be back soon. Wemmick said goodbye to me and was surprised when I shook his hand. He didn't expect me to be polite. The room at the inn was dirty and much worse than my room at Joe's house. Herbert came back to the room not long after I had arrived. He bought strawberries with him. He was very nice to me and told me that his father didn't make much money, so he couldn't live any better. He took me for a walk around London and showed me many different places. When we were walking, we both realized that we had met before. He was the boy that I had hit in Miss Havisham's garden. Herbert told me he had been taken to Miss Havisham's to play with Estella. But she had been brought up to hate all men and make them miserable. Herbert wasn't rich, and I didn't think he would ever be successful. But he was very nice. He agreed to teach me about being a gentleman because he was one. Herbert and I had dinner together. I was happy because I was in London. There were no grown-ups around, and I had a new best friend. When we were eating, Herbert told me all about Miss Havisham. Her father was a country gentleman who made beer. Miss Havisham was an only child until her father secretly married a cook. They had a son called Arthur, who Miss Havisham hated. Arthur was not a good son. He liked spending money and caused trouble wherever he went. He hated Miss Havisham as much as she hated him, Herbert said. When her father died, he left Arthur some money, but most of it went to Miss Havisham. She was rich and pretty, and every man wanted to marry her. But she fell in love with the wrong man. He wasn't a gentleman, and he told Miss Havisham to buy the brewery from Arthur for a lot of money. My father is her cousin. He told Miss Havisham that the man she loved was a bad man. She told my father to get out of her house and to never come back, he said. Then, on the day of her wedding, Miss Havisham got a letter saying he wasn't going to marry her. No one ever got to read the letter to find out why. But after that, Miss Havisham was very ill, and she let everything fall down about her, and the brewery closed. Everyone thinks that Arthur, the man Miss Havisham was going to marry, were working together to steal her money and embarrass her. Herbert didn't know anything else about Miss Havisham, and he didn't know much about Estella. "I think that Miss Havisham is the one who is going to give you plenty of money and wants you to be a gentleman. But I want you to know that I am not jealous, Herbert told me. What do you do for a living? I asked Herbert. I am an insurer of ships. I want to be a shipping merchant and make myself rich. I want to go to the Far East to make my money, but I'm waiting for my opportunity. I work in a counting house waiting for my chance, he told me. I liked his dream, but I didn't tell him that I didn't think that it was ever going to come true. The longer I was in London, the more I liked the city. It was full of interesting things to do, places to see, and people to meet. It was much better than the marsh I grew up on, but I couldn't stop thinking about Joe. After dinner, Herbert took me to his father's house. He had 7 brothers and sisters who were all playing in the garden. Mrs. Pocket was reading a book. She had 2 servants that took care of her children. Mrs. Pocket sent the children to bed and Matthew Pocket came home. He had grey hair and his clothes were worn. Mrs. Pocket wasn't interested in meeting me, but Matthew Pocket was very pleased to see me. Mrs. Pocket's father was a knight who thought he should be a baron, so she was raised to be pretty, but not good at anything. Matthew Pocket had 2 other boys that he was teaching, Drummle and Startop. The Pockets were very strange. The servants were in charge and ordered everyone about, even Mrs. Pocket. They had parties and got drunk in the kitchen. Matthew Pocket was a very clever man who made money by writing books and teaching people. Mrs. Pocket hated that her husband had to make this money by teaching other people. Drumley wanted to be a baron, so he got on very well with Mrs. Pocket because of it. Even though it was a very strange house, it was a happy place. I liked going to the Pocket house, and I went rowing every night with Herbert, Startop and Drummle. Mrs. Pocket was a stupid woman and told people that she was born to be a better lady than she was. One of the servants came to tell Mr. Pocket that the cook was drunk and lying on the floor of the kitchen. Mr. Pocket went to see and found the cook was lying on the floor drunk and had stolen some things from the kitchen. He went to tell Mrs. Pocket about it and she got angry with her husband, telling him, "Why are you lying? The cook is a good person," she cried. The cook had always told her that she was fit to be a duchess. Mr. Pocket got angry, and the 2 of them argued for a long time. Matthew Pocket talked to me about what I was going to learn and was happy for me to live with Herbert. I went to see Mr. Jaggers to get some money. He asked me some questions and then said I could have £20. Wemmick gave me the money and took me on a tour of Mr. Jaggers' office. The masks were prisoners that had been killed for their crimes. There were many things that prisoners had given to Wemmick just before they died. Wemmick told me all about how much he liked things he could carry. "It is easy to take it all with you if you have to move to Switzerland without any warning," Wemmick said. "You are welcome to come to my house for dinner whenever you like. Mr. Jaggers will be asking you to go to his house for dinner soon too. When he does, watch out for his servant, Molly. She's very strange." One day, I took Startop, Herbert, and Dummel to see Mr. Jaggers in court. He was a very powerful man, and everyone in the court was frightened of him.